We're going to start in Matthew 24, if you wouldn't mind turning there. All right, this one was brought out yesterday by Pastor Kevin, but we'll read it again anyways. It says here in Matthew 24, maybe if I get there, in verse 42, it says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would have not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour ye think not the Lord does come." And this is what our theme's about. The Lord's coming back soon. We've got to be aware because he's coming at a time that we don't expect. And I like this. You know, if you are, like in this scripture, if you are any person with a house, you've paid money for an asset. And if a thief was going to, if you knew the exact time a thief was going to break into your house, say it was 9 o'clock on a Saturday night while you're out at Youngies, you'd think, oh, well, I'm going to travel home. It'll probably take me 15 minutes to get home. I should leave at about 8:30. I'll be there about 1:45. I can maybe grab my baseball bat and be ready for that time. But that's not the point. You know, it's the same with the Lord. You know, we don't know when he's coming back. So we have to be ready all the time. We don't know the time. We don't know the date. And, you know, that waiting period, the Lord wants us to be committing our ways to him. He wants us to be, you know, on that daily grind and to get dedicating our ways to him. You know, otherwise we'd just be like spoiled kids. You know, if we just got everything, we knew the solution to everything, if we knew when the Lord was coming back, you know, on this particular time, this date, we thought, all right, well, I'm going to get out of fellowship. I'm going to do this and do that. I'm going to have a bit of fun. And, you know, maybe, oh, when's a reasonable 2 weeks before the Lord comes back? I'm going to come back. I'm going to be a saint. You know, it doesn't work like that. You know, the Lord, we need to have this discipline about us. You know, that's what my talk's going to be about today is how we need this discipline in the Lord. He is coming quick. And the reason we do have this waiting period, but we really have to be disciplined in ourselves. And I'm not talking about that, you know, that discipline when you get a smack, or I can't remember the last time I got a smack. I do remember one time actually. I was in the car and we were driving home, I think, from my uncle's house in Perth back to Pinjarra. And I was teasing Tess about this boy at school, and you know, it built up a bit, and I was pushing her buttons as I usually would. And it got to the point when she'd told Dad, and Dad said, you know, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a smack. And I thought, I think he'll forget by the time we get home. You know, it's about an hour home. So I thought, you know, I should be good anyway. I did it again. I teased her about Corey James, and Dad heard it, immediately put on the brakes next to the highway. Outside, pants down. You know, it was just, and yeah, I definitely learned my lesson after that. You know, but we're not talking about that kind of discipline, right? So it's more this discipline where we need to keep these routines, establish these routines, and you know, create these habits in ourselves that will set us up for the future, because we don't know when he's coming back. We have no clue. Well, another example, you know, when we were young, we got put out into the yard pretty early. And one of the worst jobs, we used to have this big gum tree in the front of our yard. And, you know, every summer all the leaves would fall and all six kids, you know, would be out there raking. And you didn't want to get stuck with picking up the leaves, because one person would be raking and the other person would be picking up the leaves. You'd hate that job. Anyway, after numerous hours out there in the hot sun, you know, we'd get a 50-cent ice cream, and it was just, you know, so satisfying. And each time I have an ice cream now, I'm like, yes, I didn't have to rake for this one, you know. But it creates those. Sorry, I'm making you like a terrible parent. but you know, it's, you know, you're thankful now when you get to this end, when you're older, you've established all these routines. It's really important. And I was thinking about a way to describe discipline, and I've come up with this short phrase. And to me, discipline is about making these short-term actions. You take short-term actions to achieve a long-term goal. So you take these short-term actions, get that in your head, to achieve a long-term goal. So for example, if you go to bed, if you're going to bed early, you know, it's a short-term thing to go to bed early. You make that sacrifice. You don't get to stay up. You don't get to fellowship and make noise after 11. You have to go to bed. But it benefits you the next day. You feel good. You make the meeting. You make the whole prayer meeting. Another one, you know, when you work out, you know, it hurts. In that time, you don't get a result at that when you're doing it. You know, your muscles don't become huge when you don't become faster just doing it the first time. It takes repetition and time. Maybe, you know, a couple of weeks down the track, a couple of months down the track, a couple of years, you know, then you get the result. And it's like that in the Lord. It's a long way off. And we need to establish these short-term actions. We need to get these habits and routines in our walks at the moment so we can last to that long-term goal, which is the Lord coming back. We can't just be ready, like we said with this guy with the house here. You know, we can't just rock up at the right time and say, I'm ready. We have to have these things established already. So the time is now. We don't know when he's coming back. So I urge you, if there's some things in your walk, I'm not going to go through them, but if there's some things you think need work, the time's now, because we don't know when the Lord's coming back. All right, Hebrews 11. So we are talking a lot about discipline, how we can't just be ready, we've got to be prepared. So in Hebrews 11, I found this really cool scripture here. Hebrews 11 in verse 7. It says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And Noah, I really like it here because it says Noah moved. He said, being warned of God, things not seen yet. Things hadn't even happened. He probably looked up in the sky. It was a bright blue sky, no drop in the sky, no cloud in the sky. But because the Lord said, do this, and he was God-fearing, he moved. And some things, you know, in our life, things might seem like there's not much taking place. You might be in the Lord 10, 20 plus years, and, you know, things, you know, it's a long haul, but, you know, because God says that we have to obey, just because things haven't happened yet doesn't mean they're going to come to pass. And it's a really good lesson here, because it says here that Noah moved with fear. The Lord said it. He moved with fear. He's God-fearing. And just because the Lord said it, it was a commandment, he did it. And that's like us. We just got to follow what the Lord's saying, even if it seems like, you know, the Lord might not be coming back soon, or you might be feeling alone. The Lord is coming back. He is coming back quickly. And we've got to keep that discipline up, because, yeah, we don't want to get caught out, which is our main theme. So even without warning, we have to be ready. But we have the big game changer is we have been given warning, haven't we? In the scriptures, in our lives, we get evidence all the time. There is huge warning. So if you want to turn to Matthew 24 again, sorry, I should have asked you to keep your finger there. And how good is it when someone does something that you don't ask them to do? Right, parents? Right, when your child does something that you don't ask them to do, it's unreal, you know. And it's like that with the Lord. You know, he shouldn't have to keep nagging. Not that he does, but you know, we should really be conscious of ourselves to keep this, to keep our walks fresh, to keep committing our ways to him. So yeah, here in Matthew 24, in verse 6, it says, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure, unto the end, the same shall be saved. And we can't say that the Lord hasn't given us warning. You know, we're seeing this constantly on the news, in the newspaper, if you still read those. You know, there's a lot of, obviously there's a lot of conflict between nations, a lot of fighting, a lot of terrorist attacks still going on. We can't say, you know, when he comes back, oh, I didn't see the signs, because they're all around us. And even in our daily lives, the Lord said there would be signs, wonders, and miracles. And hasn't everyone experienced those? All the people said. And it's like the Lord is just leading little breadcrumbs up until the big finale. If I was PK up here, I'd probably say, oh, it's chicken feed. You know, in the words of PK, he says that all the time. It's just chicken feed. These events that are happening now, the big finale is coming, and we've got to keep that discipline because we don't want to miss out. So we really have to knuckle down now. We don't have an excuse. You don't want to be caught off. I'm a really kind of OCD kind of a person. I hate being caught off. Like, I'll write meal plans for myself at camp. You know, that sort of thing. I remember once, you can't get relaxed. Like, you can't just think, oh, this will be good. That is just, winging it is not in my vocabulary at all. I remember once in year 10, I had a music exam the next day, and I thought, yeah, this is going to be good. You know, I'm prepared for music. That was my only subject that I was any good at. So I thought, all right, you know, this is going to be good. It's this time, set my alarm. Anyway, I was too relaxed. Anyway, I woke up. The exam was at 8:30. I woke up and it was 8:45, and I was so shattered, and I was immediately just went into panic mode. And it's the worst feeling when you get caught off, when there's something big that's happening and you miss it. It's the worst. I chucked on my school clothes quickly, was wiping the crust out of my eyes, running down the street. And luckily, the school was probably less than a K, so I was literally bolting straight into my exam room. I can't remember if I passed or not. But anyway, it's just the worst feeling. So we have to be ready all the time. We don't want to be caught off. Because the big reward here, it says in verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Endure. And that's what this discipline is going to do to us. This routine, these habits, these things that we establish now, even though there might not be signs in your life, even though we do all experience signs, wonders, and miracles. You might feel at times in your walk that there's no warning, but there is. We do have to establish these routines so that we will endure, because those who will endure, like it says here, will be saved. So let's turn to 2 Peter 1. This is my last scripture. So just remember, we've got to establish these short-term action to achieve a long-term goal. So 2 Peter 1, and we'll pick it up here in verse 4. And it says, Whereby all given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they may make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. PK gave this scripture, I think, a couple of months ago, and it's stuck with me ever since. Just, it's so punchy. If you do these things, you'll never fall. And I really like this, how it's worded here, and it says, where is it? But if he lacketh these things, he is blind and he can't see afar off. You know, if we stray from that path, if we stray from the things that the Lord's commanded us, we're going to become blind. If we're doing things in our own strength, we're going to stray from that path that the Lord set us on, and we're not going to make it. So we say, the Lord's saying here, we've got to put our own decisions aside, we've got to put our own needs aside and really seek him and really commit our ways to him. Because if we do these things, we'll never fall. We'll never turn, we'll never fall away from the Lord. And sometimes, I like it here, I love how this is worded. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And sometimes that happens, you can kind of forget. We can forget our purpose, that one thing that we really need. We can forget what the Lord's done for us. If we aren't reminding ourselves, if we're not coming to meetings, if we're not sharing our testimony, we can forget about those things, which we really should be keeping up. And we don't want to forget that purpose that we have, that drive that we have through the Holy Spirit, because that's everything, and that's that thing that's going to get us to the end. And it's like when you pray, and if you fall out of routine when you're praying, you know, things kind of take a turn for the worse sometimes. And it's definitely happened to me where I've thought, why aren't I praying? As soon as I've prayed, there's just a huge difference. And sometimes it's just human just to drift away. You get caught up in life to drift away from the Lord. But that's when things take a downhill. We've got to keep these routines up, keep reminding ourselves. Sorry to keep pounding on you on it, but I feel like it's really important. And the word diligence there, it says, if you do... give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Diligence is about persistence. It's about being constant. It's about continuing on. And that's what it's all about. That's what being disciplined is all about. Keeping that routine up, never falling back into your old ways. And so I just wanted to bring a couple of scriptures out. So if you wanted to take away anything, just remember this phrase. So discipline is about taking short-term action to achieve a long-term goal. It might not seem apparent now, like Noah, you know, when he was building the ark, that the flood was coming. There was no signs. You might feel like that in your life, that there's things are, you know, the Lord's not close to you maybe, but he's coming back. And we have to be God-fearing. We have to keep these routines up. We have to be ready, because this discipline is going to help us endure. And what does the scripture say about when we endure, we shall be saved? And all the people said. All right.